Across the country, conservatives are targeting transgender people with legislation restricting their medical care. 19 states across the US have already passed laws banning at least some kind of gender-affirming care for transgender minors. In Texas, lawmakers passed a bill earlier this month that would prohibit doctors from providing surgeries and essential medication for transgender youth. This type of care is evidence-based and supported by the majority of doctors, but Governor Greg Abbott has promised to sign the legislation when it comes across his desk. Under the bill, any transgender minors already on gender-affirming medication will be required to be weaned off the drug when the legislation becomes law. For more, let's bring in Teresa Gaffney. She's been reporting on this for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you for having me.
Teresa, what's happening in Texas comes as states across the country are targeting gender-affirming care for transgender youth. How does this legislation from Texas fit into that picture? And are they using the same language?
This bill is one that's similar to many other healthcare bills targeting trans youth, prohibiting, as you mentioned, medication for minors. So it's targeting gender-affirming hormones and puberty blockers. And the language is mostly similar to the other bills across the country. They all specifically target people who are trying to use these medications because of their gender identity. This language of weaning people off the medication is slightly different. But a handful of other states include similar stipulations to systemically reduce gender-affirming care in the same way.
So let's talk about the specific medications that are targeted in this bill. Tell me what those medications do.
What puberty blockers do is they stop the process of puberty from happening. So for people who don't want their voice to lower or to grow certain hair, have their breasts grow, these will stop those changes. You can stop taking the medication at any time, and those processes will start up again. Gender-affirming hormones, those are things, so someone who's a trans man might want to take testosterone so that someone's gender presentation aligns more with their gender identity.
Got it. And just to be clear too, the puberty blockers that you're talking about, there are other minors who may not be transgender, maybe they just hit puberty very, very early and their doctor decides it's a good idea for them to take it just to stave it off for a period of time until they hit a more appropriate age?
Yes, that's correct. So cisgender children whose gender identities align with their sex assigned at birth, if they start going through puberty too early, they'll go on puberty blockers. And when their doctor and them decide it's the right time to be going through puberty, they just simply stop taking that medication.
Okay. Let's talk about the language in the bill to wean transgender youth off the medication. I'm going to quote here, in a manner that is safe and medically appropriate and that minimizes the risk of complications. But you spoke to a number of doctors about this idea of weaning trans people off medication that they need. What did they tell you?
So I spoke to physicians and researchers, experts, and they all said the exact same thing, which is that there's no appropriate way to do this because it's medically necessary treatment. It is never medically appropriate to take away gender-affirming care that someone does not want to stop.
So it sounds like maybe what's happening in the Texas legislature is not based in science.
That's right. So one physician, her name is Meredith McNamara at Yale, she told me, these people have no idea what they're legislating. This is not based on science. There's not research on how to wean trans kids off of gender-affirming care because it's most of the time not something that they want to do. It's not appropriate to take away care that someone wants. And so there's no science, based in this legislation.
Okay. And you have a number of doctors in your article attesting to that. But you do talk in your article about this other grave consequence for trans youth, and that's their mental health. They're more likely to consider suicide than their peers already. But what are doctors saying about the impact a law like this might have, on their general mental health?
Yeah, so there are no, as you kind of mentioned, there are no known physical complications from stopping gender-affirming medication all at once. The most serious consequence is for trans kids' mental health, and that is going to occur no matter how slowly people stop taking the medication. But there is a lot of data showing that delayed access to this care negatively impacts people's mental health. So yeah, LGBTQ people and especially trans youth consider suicide at much higher rates than their cisgender peers. And so experts are worried that there's going to be a surge of mental health crises when people stop having access to this medication.
Teresa Gaffney is a reporter and podcast producer for Stat News. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you.
And if you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.